Hello and welcome to another edition of What Do I Do Now? Financial Planning for the Future. I am Tony Williams.
And I am Chauncey Williams.
And we're saying hello and welcome back. Chauncey, what do you got on your agenda today?
What I got on my agenda today, I just want to wish everybody a happy Halloween. Be safe out there tonight. It's October 31st, 3 o'clock. We're hanging out here at the radio station. Just be safe today. But what I got on my agenda today is just looking at the plan you was talking about last week, life insurance and being able to invest. And I had mentioned some things about finding your dream team and establishing your dream team. But I really wanted today to elaborate on how to cut your budget and fit it in to be able to do some things like that. So I brought some strategies on with me today that I did some years ago to get my life back on track to plan for financial success. So I just want to help them out with that today.
That's okay, good. I'm glad you brought up the fact that it is Halloween, and we kind of celebrate this in various ways. I think more so now than in the past, where there's more functions that our children can go to versus the door to door. But I'm sure there'll still be a fair amount of kids that do go to door to door, and we just hope that the parents chaperone their kids and be mindful of where they do go, because unfortunately there are some real devious people in the community, and sometimes they want to take advantage of this situation and the razor blades and the apples and all that crazy stuff. So because I know at our church we plan a trunk and treat.
I like those are great things,
where we basically just have the kids come to the church, and we provide them with all the goodies. So I plan to partake in that this evening. But again, we just want to caution the community. Just be mindful when you do have your kids out trick-or-treating that you do go with them and chaperone them.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, today I just want to get into what we're going to be talking about. Like I said, I was at home thinking about when you said life insurance and investments. And I was saying, well, it's good to select your team, but if you don't have no money, you can't really select your team. So I went through my list and some literature I had, and I said, okay, I got some things I can talk about on today. And I was just thinking about, like, when we were sitting out in the parking lot talking today, just, like you said, trying to keep it with the Joneses. A lot of times people have more debt than they have their own expenses. And it's like they want to do things, but they have put themselves in a situation. A lot of times you have to retrack and look back on what you have. So I have some pointers just looking at the day. I got about several of them. I just want to share them. And then, Tony, you can interject any way you feel, just hearing the things that I brought up that we can change, help people change their budgets.
Okay, good.
The first thing is something I did, and I thought it was crazy at first. I was kind of like in withdrawal, and that was cancel my cable television. I thought life was going to be over for me. But I did no ESPN. But I did, one thing I did learn, I kept my internet, and I'm able to get there's Netflix out there, there's different things out there. I can always check on MLive,
internet streaming is now, yeah, on internet. streaming is huge on the internet.
You catch games, anything, interviews with people. Sometimes you catch it a little later, but you catch it,
right?
Yeah. But news, I don't miss no news at all.
No, not with the internet, by no means. Let me ask you a question, Chauncey. Can you remember when you first acquired cable, what the monthly bill was?
When I first acquired cable, we had basic at home.
Right. So basically I was offered.
Yep.
It was basic back in the day.
So I'm from the project, so I was like, we didn't have much. When I graduated from college and I first got my first cable bill, I can remember it was back in like 2001. It was like $67.
Wow.
That's it. Wow. How much is cable now? I don't know, because I haven't had it in 5 years.
My first cable, and again, it was all basic. It was the box, little box that sat on top of the TV, and you hit the buttons, And it was probably, maybe 30 stations at the most, and it was like $13.
Wow, $13.
So for cable.
Cable now, I've seen people pay almost $200.
When you do the bundle, when you do your phone, your internet, and the cable. $200 is about average. Some are more, depending on if you get all those other bells and whistles.
So in a 10-month period, that's $2,000.
To do what? Watch TV.
To watch somebody else live their vision.
Right.
Not me. I'm gonna read some books and do some internet and do some research on my own life. So that's one of them, just canceling the cable. Another one is this, stop buying clothes that need to be dry cleaned.
Oh, man. Man, if you can, that's a good one, Chauncey. Yep,
stop buying clothes that need to be dry cleaned. And I had that issue because I always liked the top brands and all that. Then I started looking at the label. I said, it's dry clean. But then, you know, when you just got buying it to go somewhere, you're thinking. So when I made that plan up, I'm like, I can't buy no more dry clean clothes because it's costing me $10 to $15 to dry clean an article of clothing.
Yes, it is.
Instead of learning how to wash myself and use some Woolite or something and some be better
starch.
At it. Yeah, or some starch. Fresh my own shirts.
Put a crease in that shirt.
Yeah. Another thing is, I used to like magazine articles like GQ, Men's Health, and thank God for the internet because I don't have to buy those no more. So.
Right.
Oh. And being able to stay away from those, so the internet cut that out. Newspapers, don't need those. So just
not much in our newspapers today anyway. Most of it's old news because of MLive.
And social media, you're right.
Social media, it's not really timely.
Yeah. This is a very important one. Cook at home. If you can cook at home, prepare your lunch or your dinner throughout the week. You can do that. Cooking at home or just if you must eat out, share meals. And I can remember first dating my wife. She always wanted to do that. Like she wanted to share a meal all the time. And now
romantic.
I see the reason. Yeah, I see the reason for that now because she's like, oh, don't get all that food. We can share that.
Right.
You know. And that started making the wallet a lot fatter. So I appreciate her for that, showing me those ways of living and saying you can share the meal instead of having all that over. Because I've even read that a lot of times these restaurants, it's like 3 to 4 servings that they're giving you anyway,
mm-hmm.
what you're paying for. So basically just sharing meals.
And that's a good point, too, about lunches. You know, if you take your lunch to work or do you go out for lunch while you're at work, that can become pretty expensive,
that's
too.
That's expensive. I don't do that a lot. I think I'll do that. Like we might have like a parent-teacher conference or something like that. I might spend. I can know when I spend it. It might be twice a month. That's $10.
Okay.
But imagine the average person with a lunch special. You're talking about $4.99, $5. If you go to lunch every day, that's
5 days a week.
5 days a week for how many? For 20 days, right?
Yeah, 20 days in a month.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's another bill that can be paid off.
125, right?
Yeah.
25, yeah. $25
$1,000 a year.
Okay.
For some fast food. So we just got to just think about these things. So I hope the audience is listening and probably writing some of these things down because these things help me restructure and do some other things.
And I don't think we're saying you have to do them all at once. Yeah. All right? But it's a process that you need to try to follow to eliminate money being spent that you don't need to.
Because I want that life insurance. I want that investment policy. Like,
okay.
I want those things. So by doing these things, it's helping me build on what I want to do, on my future and my financial plan. The next one is drive a simpler car by trading down. You don't have to have everything, all the bells and whistles on your vehicle. You don't, because like you said, as soon as you drive it off the lot, you lose about $10,000 the day you get it.
So depreciating asset.
So you don't have to have the top brand of the vehicle to do that. Build a simple wardrobe, buying jogging suits. I know one brand I wear now is Polo. And one place, again, kudos to my wife. I find Polo at the Goodwill. I wear it.
Okay.
I wear it. I mean, like you said, some good starch, some good cleaning. Somebody that know how to wash clothes the right way. You never know what you end up getting. But then just imagine if a shirt costs so much money, you can get it for $3. Does it matter?
Yeah.
Does it matter when it comes to your paycheck? Yes, it does.
Nobody
knows.
You
got the brand new shirt. So.
Right.
So I'm just being honest audience, because it's worth it. I mean, I would rather look at my money than to be able to say, like, I spent it on these things and don't have no worth in it. I was listening to something the other day. I listen to internet and read so many books, I'm thinking I'm watching cable. So, but it was talking, and back to the Michael Jordan phenomenon that you was talking about.
Right.
And you were talking about this last week. And you mentioned the stock when it first came out, when you bought the Michael Jordan stock. The Nike stock.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was reading something the other day that the Michael Jordan stock was much cheaper in the year 2000. And they were talking about value, mm-hmm. and talking about the value of an item. Like, how can somebody put a price on something, like a basketball shoe, compared to another one? Like you say, Converse, Reebok, whatever.
Right.
What makes Jordan more valuable? It's not the shoe. And they talked about the discipline, the things he did. People want the credibility and accountability that Michael Jordan had.
Right.
But you can't get it through wearing his shoes. And so many people buy them and collect them, and it get to the point where you like you look around your house, you're like, I got like $10,000 in shoes. If you never worn them, they probably be worth some money.
Yeah, but it takes some time, you know. But again, like you say, they still would be worth some money. But most people don't buy them as an investment. So again, it just becomes a consumer item. But good point. Good point, Charles. Yeah.
The next one I have is reduce your entertainment to like by not having all the channels. If you gotta have cable, like you said, you can have the 30 channels. You can use the antenna, because if you're working on your goals and your dreams, you got some goals. You're trying to build financial security and wealth for the future. I want to get to the point where my kids can have something. I don't even have none yet, but I'm always thinking forward and trying to plan for that and making sure that I have it, because those are expensive from what I hear. Kids are expensive.
Trust me, they are. And there's no age limit.
And they always subtract, don't they? It's always a subtraction. The next one I have is your phone bill. So your cell phone bill. What I'm looking at is like, you don't need every upgrade.
Very true.
I got service with a company, and I have to wait out till it's time for me to get a new phone. They call me.
Right.
They're like, you know, you can get a new phone for free.
I normally wait till mine break. That's when I get upgrade, when it break.
Because I need the technology, because I like, you know, I need the touch screen and things like that, and trying to have the memory. So like, I use my phone as if it's my computer.
Okay.
I have it places. So sometimes it get outdated. I can't upgrade it no more. And then they'll call me like, Chauncey, it's time for an upgrade. You know, I would mention the company on here, but we on the radio, so.
We don't want no free advertising.
Yeah, free advertising. Right. So, but I think about that, making sure that you have a phone that fits your capabilities and things you're doing. You don't need all those bells and whistles and be paying all that extra stuff. Or they got this new thing out where you can lease a phone.
Oh, really? I haven't heard about that.
You can lease it and you can pay up on it. But then I look at that as like something that's probably not worth it either. Just buy it and just have it. And then, like you said, if it breaks, that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, they told me my flip phone was out of style, so I had to get an upgrade.
This one right here, I heard this one. Like I said, I love a lot of motivational speakers. Jim Rohn mentioned this one to me, and he said, live on 70% of what you earn. So you can take every dollar, and you can take 70 cents out that dollar, and that's what you can live on. Then you got your 10% for saving, retirement, and investments. Mm-hmm. So you got, or if you're going to invest in charities or whatever you're going to do, always try to live off just 70 cents of that dollar. So you don't even see the other 30 cents. So like if I get a raise,
right?
I'm not act like I don't even see the raise.
No,
the raise is gonna. Can I please invest that? Can I please buy some insurance in that? I want to start my plan. So I'm gonna make sure I don't even see that raise and try to live off what I have currently.
Makes a lot of sense.
Change the way you shop. You don't have to have name brand food.
Right.
You know, like my food has a name.
Designer
brand.
Food.
My bologna has a name, you know.
It's still bologna.
Like I'm eating this, you know, like. But I see people do that, you know. It's like, I got to have this. Like, what's
Eckridge.
The difference?
Got to have Eckridge, right?
Because you got to have the Eckridge sausage.
Right. They advertise on TV. They tell you. We have the best product on the market, and that's what you deserve.
I want to say this to the audience. In both in Eckridge and any in the Walmart brand, the both of the animals went all the way in.
They didn't leave anything out, trust me.
When he died, he went all the way in when he died. If he died generically or if he died with a name brand.
Right.
he went all the way out. That pig died.
Yeah. That's it. He died.
So people buying the brand, you know,
right.
they're just buying the brand and just say you don't have to have a name brand or even in your food. So it's not even worth it. You will save lots of money if you do that. I remember my mother even doing that to trick us with Captain Crunch. She had a Captain Crunch box, and it'd be like King Cheerio or something inside of it. So we wouldn't even know.
Right.
So like it get to the point that you know we were real little kids. Like I want Captain Crunch. I didn't know it was Captain Crunch till I went to somebody else's house and knew the difference.
you was eating a knockoff.
But that's a theory I live off of right now. I'll take anything generic because it's like all about your health of just keep taking care of your body. The next one is, you talked about this last week, switch to a bank that offers free checking. Yeah, you could expand on that one because I know you mentioned about the credit unions and versus regular banks.
Yeah, in this industry, in the insurance industry, we work hand in hand with the banks, credit unions, be it financing of automobiles, people using their checking accounts to make their payments. So I get a good idea of, you know, what institution I think really serves the public the best. And I really believe that the credit unions have it right, where they're apt to provide you with more services with no charge versus what the banks would charge you. And I would rather see our community get involved with the local credit unions versus the large banks. Matter of fact, I know we, Farmers Insurance, actually offers a discount for people that are credit union members.
Members of credit unions, okay.
Yeah. And I understand there was another, the credit union downtown had partnered with 103.7 The Beat.
Wow, that's good.
In some effort to get our kids to come to that bank and open up, checking and savings accounts to start saving money.
That's right. Yeah, PA did that. That was beautiful. I heard that when they had the last young man's group with John Covington.
That's what I heard of that.
Yes, that was beautiful. And a couple guys took advantage of that. People need to keep on taking advantage of that.
They do. They need to take advantage of it because there's a lot of other things that are, you know, benefits that you can receive by being a credit union member.
I just had a client of mine that I just helped restore her credit, and she had a great relationship with the with a credit union.
Okay.
And she's looking ready to purchase a home. So she needed some money right away to borrow because she had to a job change. A lot of times when your credit get better, you can move on to a better job.
Okay.
You know, it seemed like you could relocate.
Right.
So she relocated. She left. And her credit union was astounded by her credit score. They said, but she's been a bank member for so many years of her life at this credit union where they gave her the loan anyway, but they told her, say, be on your job one more year and we're gonna finance that house for you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It was just like basically she had a relationship with the manager where it's like no other because they're smaller entities.
Yes.
And they're more personal.
More personable, yep.
And she was just so happy because she bought a car, she paid the car off, and she's still driving the same car. She's a frugal person, she saves, she does what she's supposed to do, and she's benefiting from that right now. She's seeing the benefits of her labor, the fruits of her labor.
Great example.
Yeah. So I'm proud of that particular client, and it's just good to see people do things like that and have credit unions like that, and they need more support.
Yes.
The next thing is sell things you no longer need through like eBay or like the old way in the summertime. I know a lot of people like going to garage sales.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole.
Yep. Something my wife makes me do is if I wanted to buy something, like if I need some new dress shoes or something like that, I have to go through what I currently have and figure out if I can sell it.
Right.
First, and like before I buy something new, she's like, you need to figure out what you're going to do with these things before you buy something new. And then I can remember when I was not who I am today with saving money, I'll just go buy something. Just
right.
Like, I got it. Now I look at it, I check several different websites and find out, like right now, sales are great for products that came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? If you really need something, like I bought a pair of dress shoes and I like a good dress shoe because I'm on my feet all day. So what I did is I went to a website of a shoe I prefer, and I was like, okay, I go on there, and I seen the price was almost 80% off.
Wow.
So I bought him. I said, I bought him. So I went in. My wife seen him in the house. She was like, she looked at him. Then she looked at the price. She was like, good job.
Oh, okay.
You know? So it's like she approved of that buy, but then she's like, you don't need no more shoes. I was like, the shoes I had on, I say, look, they the same brand as these, but I had these since 2005.
Okay, it was time for upgrade.
It was time for upgrade. So that's the things of being in relationship too, and just building and just seeing, just trying to prepare for investments in the future. The next one is return for credit items you haven't used. This is for the ladies right here, the ladies that buy all the dresses,
right,
the purses, and still had the tags on them. Be like, return some of that stuff if you don't need it right away, because it's money sitting around your house right now to start an insurance policy, to start an investment. It's some around. You got a layaway somewhere that you don't even need, you know, and just working towards that. This is a pet peeve of mine. I will find my bank no matter where I'm at, or I will make sure I have enough cash on me. Avoid ATM machines unless they are from your bank.
Man.
Man. Woo.
Come on.
That end up probably charging you like $12 to $15 for using somebody else's ATM, and it's not a good thing. Like you said, going back to the credit to the credit unions, and a lot of credit unions are networked together.
Right.
So you can use a credit union that don't look like your name. You just need to do your homework and figure out who's connected.
That's right. Find a network, and some of them are, you know, free. Some are maybe $2, but no more than that. You're right.
Yeah, so it's good to have that information ahead of time.
Let me stop for 1 second, Charles, on the ATM debit card.
Yes.
I was listening to a comedian one night, and he really made a good point about the debit card. You know, I think it's a good instrument to use if you know the amount that's on it. But if it's tied to your checking account, for instance, and you just start using it, 9 times out of 10, you're going to overuse your debit card because you don't have any constraints. You don't say, okay, at $300, this debit card is out of use. Okay? So using debit cards, ATMs, be careful with that, because sometimes you can get fooled into thinking that you really have more discretionary cash available than you really do. And you wind up with overdrafts on your debit card, which, again, is a costly fee that banks will charge you.
That sounds great. You sound like my father when he was alive. He say, a fold is always worth better than a swipe.
Oh, okay.
He said, when you pull it, if you pull the money out that you're going to have for that week or that day, and he said, you unfold it.
Yeah.
So you take it out. He said, it costs this much. You unfold it. He said, is it really worth it when you unfold it? But when you swipe, it's a gesture. It's a hand gesture.
Yeah.
It's just
like
a referee making
tangible.
A call.
Yeah. It's not tangible.
It can be done impulse. He said, it's best to have cash on hand than to have that card on.
This is my mad money. Yep. And when it's gone, the party's over.
Yep, you're right. With those debit cards, and it goes into credit cards too. I mean, if you can live without a credit card, live without one.
Emergency only.
Like I right now, I currently have 2 secured ones. I put some money up, and they there, and that money is on that card. That's all I can use. So if I need to rent a car, if I need to get a hotel room for like business or something, they'll say, all right, we're gonna put $500 on this card, and we're gonna hold it, and then when you come back, you can pay. I'm like, well, that's here with this card. That's what it has on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going any further than that. I don't need no platinum. I don't need anything. Anything I'm gonna be doing
for that cost. Visa.
If anything I'll be costing, if anything I need that's gonna cost $10,000, I don't need it. Need that. If I need a credit card that got $10,000 max just to say I got great credit, no, I'm not gonna do that.
And you know what? That's a good defense against fraud too, right?
Yes, it is.
So if there's just so many dollars on that card, if they were to, get your numbers, it's just a limited amount of money that they can get of yours. So that's good, Charles.
Yeah. So as long as you have your bank account, you know that is it. But making sure you have that secure credit card, I think that will cover that ATM. The next one is instead of FedEx, use Priority Mail. Because like people always say, I got to hurry up and get it. It's like a big upcharge.
Okay.
For like 2 day, next day.
Right.
Hey, what's going to take so long if it just come in 5 days?
Yeah. Ground delivery.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Most of them give free ground.
Yeah.
A lot of the online shoppers sites will give you on free on-ground shipping.
And it's keeping our postal workers working too.
Thank you. Yep.
Because when you go in with those major companies, now you outsourcing those guys, you're putting them out of a job. So
yes.
So you want to make sure that you want to use Priority Mail versus, I do that all the time. They say, well, if you do this, it's only this much more. I'm like, well, if I keep on doing only this much more for products like selling books and stuff, you're going to get the book in ground. Audience that we listen to, if I have to sell you a book, you're going to get it in ground shipping. Don't buy FedEx. Don't do that.
Okay.
The next one is visit the library instead of the bookstore.
Man.
That's the big one.
That's taking advantage of your tax dollars.
That's it. And a lot of times the books that you want that are at these chain bookstores, they are at the library. And you can borrow them and you can return them. I listen to a lot of audio books. And a lot of them are at the library. The library has MP3s. They have media where you can get the book on CD.
Okay.
Or they can email you the file. Articles you want to read, they'll email them to you. So it's like, and that's free.
Right.
A free resource.
It's your tax dollars.
Even when it comes to music, I was thinking about this on the way over here. I do have a service that I pay for. It's like $9 a month. It's called Google Play because I do like certain kinds of music. I like all kinds of music. I might listen to classical. I might listen to violin, some Beethoven, some hip-hop, some biblical, some speakers. So what I do is I buy the Google Play, and I pay $9 a month, so I don't have to go out and buy CDs. So whatever I want to hear, if I need to hear it for a class or trying to do a speech or somebody, I need some background music, I'll always just type that artist in because I'm always listening to that. So that's my cable bill. So my cable bill with my internet and my Google Play is about probably about, what, $45 to $50 a month for, okay, that, for those services. But those services are making me better as a speaker and as a deliverer of what I'm trying to do and my purpose of building myself. So it's an investment for myself.
Absolutely. That's what it is, investment. Yeah.
So the next one is, I think you mentioned this about last week also, don't play the lottery.
It's not a very good retirement plan.
Don't play the lottery. I mean, sometimes I go places and I see people spend $50 on the numbers every day. $60 on the numbers every day. I'm like, wow. All right, if I'm spending $50 on a lottery number or $20 on a lottery number every day in a week, that's $100.
Okay.
That could turn into a lot of great things. The next two are two critical ones. If you got a bad habit, quit smoking. The next one is don't drink as much. Quit smoking, quit drinking. I mean, those two go hand in hand. I mean, cigarettes cost so much a pack. Alcohol costs so much. I mean, if you're going to do some things, do it in moderation for celebration. You know?
Okay. Makes sense.
Yep. And the last one, for the people that's struggling financially, you never know. Ask your church for help if that's the first place you can go. But, I mean, I know we're in our county. Sometimes people, we look at it as, I've seen it before, it's called couch surfing. Like you might have a family living with another family.
Really?
Together.
Okay.
And a lot of times people don't ask for the help that they possibly need or they need to live with that family. Always go seek your church for help first. You never know what they can have for you, somewhere to stay, and so you don't have to put a burden on your finances when coming in.
I think, and to caveat to that, is that you should have a church home in order to be able to ask for help. I think churches, you know, are in the community for those purposes, but I also think that they're looking for members to be productive within the church, and in the event they need help, they're willing to help them. So what Chauncey said is find your church home.
That's right. My church home is New Life.
Yeah.
Joe Lane, Pastor Joe Lane. So,
yeah.
And I enjoy being there and just, you know, just looking at that. Because a lot of times when I went through this list and I talk to people, they are in critical situations. And a lot of times just having that confidence, you got to build your faith back up. You build your faith back up. Then you're like, all right, I can make that step on eliminating some of these things out of my life because I probably went overboard in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can restructure my budget, my finances, and my health and say, all right, now I'm ready for life insurance. I'm ready for investments. I got some discipline. I'm disciplined in my daily habits with my finances. Now I can learn to grow and go on.
And, you know, what we're talking about is all biblical, about individuals being able to handle their finances. And I truly believe, you know, God will help those that want to help themselves. And by that, I mean, if you are struggling and you are making honest and true attempts to become a better person, spiritually, financially, those are the things that will be recognized and honored and blessed. So we don't mean to, you know.
Oh, we, hey, man, I'm loving this, you know. I got a seminary degree, so I'm feeling my brother right here. I'm loving it. I'm looking at you. I'm zoned in. I'm loving it, brother.
Don't think we're just, you know, talking to be talking. We actually are talking with a purpose, and we really want the people in the community to take heed to what we're saying. Contact us, ask us questions, and because that's why we're here. You know, PA opened this 103.7 to beat up and said, hey, we want you guys to dialogue, talk about things that people may not know how to get answers to.
Or they struggling with.
Or struggling.
Because some of these things on this list, I was struggling. That's why I brought the list in, because I used the list when I was in the situation.
Right.
So I'm not just pulling the list. I'm like, this is the list I use to bring my life back to some sense.
Right.
To reality.
It was like your Ten Commandments. That
That's right.
Time,
so. Yes, it was. Be like, I can't do that. I can't afford that. I got to stop that. So I'm right on the same page as our community here. I want to see people do better. I really do. I really care. I really have a passion. I always look at it as three things I say is, if you could trust me with your kids,
okay,
then you could trust me with your money, Mm-hmm. The third thing is, let's trust each other with our community.
Okay,
And once we do that, we'll grow and we'll move on and we'll do a lot of blessed things. And nobody don't know all the answers. But you get enough people that care enough about them three things, educating, helping their community, and building their people, we're going to be okay.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out together.
That's right.
It's a good thing to say, I don't know something.
And it's okay. It's okay to say, I don't know what I don't know. That's how you get help. That's how people can, you know, realize that you are wise enough to know that you don't know.
That brings to the name of our show. What do I do now?
What do I do now?
With Chauncey Williams.
And Tony Williams.
Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success. You can reach us here at Saturdays at 3 o'clock. You can see us on Facebook with Credit and Debt Help. Tony Williams is on Facebook. Reach out to us, share with us, respond to us in the community, and see how we can help you. It's great things happening, and I can see so much more happening for our community.
And, you know, feel free to stop by my office, 752 Pine Street on the corner of Pine and Western. Come in if you want to sit down and ask questions about life insurance, financial planning, or whatever that I think I can help you. If I don't have the answer for you, I will get the answer for you. It's Farmers Insurance, Tony Williams Agency, 752 Pine Street. And the phone number is 231-903-0314. And this program has been brought to you by
103.7 The Beat.
All right.